about.
All right, everybody. First on the agenda, free talk. Couple of ground rules. No shop talk. Also, no religion or politics. Too divisive. Also, don't tell a story about someone we don't all know. It makes people feel excluded. Other than that, sky's the limit.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
I cannot take this. I cannot take this. Like, I'm literally about to cry right now, mother. Let me get this straight, okay? Let me get this mother straight.
Whoa, that's okay. This is a workplace, okay? We don't talk like that here. You should get on home with that kind of talk. Because this, I don't know what this is, but it's wrong.
And now.
106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q. And it's Rodney and the Rocks here, still honking out hits.
Our feature presentation.
That is what we're doing indeed, is honking out the hits. Mm. Didn't know that was the expression, actually. Hey, kids, welcome in to yet another all-new Kevin and Bean show. This time, it's a Tuesday, and it's the 17th of Rocktober. Felt good.
Yeah.
Right. How are you, ladies?
Good.
Yeah? Anything exciting going on?
Oh, I mean, where do I start?
Hear from a lot of friends out of the blue yesterday?
I did. Yep. And mm-hmm. I look forward to hearing from more as the week progresses, as it gets closer to December. What is it? December 9th?
Mm-hmm. 9th and 10th, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always those last-minute friends that are like, hey,
like
any tickets?
Go, hey, you guys got any?
Yeah, just hanging around. Just right here in my packet for you. Here you
right.
go.
It was weird to see, I mean, this, we're talking about the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2017 announcement mm-hmm. yesterday, and it's weird to see, because I follow and read a lot of the international music publications, mm-hmm. and it's, I mean, it's front page news. Everywhere,
huh? Hmm.
You know that where it's the last great festival of 2017, and people are, you know, speculating about all sorts of things, like whether Muse will debut new music. Apparently, they have been hinting that they've got some new stuff done, and a lot of people are excited. You know, this could be their first performance in a while, and maybe that'll be where they debut some new songs.
What Christmas song will Morrissey sing? That's what I want to know.
Well,
he is so festive.
You cannot contain his holiday spirit.
You really can't.
Just can't. He seems like a Christmas year-round kind of guy.
He'll do F Christmas by Fear. That's what he'll do.
Hmm.
Yeah, he probably will if he does anything. And a lot of people were asking, speaking of Morrissey, a lot of people were asking if that means no hot dogs. No hot dogs at Acoustic Christmas this year. You know, or any other meat-related type products at the venue. Because, you know, Morrissey's pretty strict when it comes to stuff like that.
Sure. I think with 8 other bands on the
bill?
The bill?
Thanks. Good
Line
Lord. Lineup, bill, whatever. I don't think he really has that power to say no to the forum having all that food. Do you?
I don't know. I mean, I guess you can ask. I mean, if you're Morrissey, at least you can ask, right?
And then, sure.
I mean, it depends how much we wanted Morrissey. I think it's awesome that he's playing.
Absolutely.
I don't know that I've ever seen Morrissey.
What?
I have met him.
Either.
I've
what?
Met him, but I don't think I've ever seen him in concert.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you're in for a treat.
Well, I'm excited.
Up there anyway. All festive with his Santa hat and his sweater. Can't wait.
Exactly. Hey, here's the headline. Speaking of international press, here's the headline in the Daily Mirror. 50 Shades of Dismay. Sex injuries are on the rise.
Oh.
Adventurous sex is to blame for a steep rise in the number of middle-aged men injuring themselves in fits of passion, experts have revealed. Medics are warning that this location is number one for mishaps to the emergency room. For a sex-related wound, this location.
Ooh.
Where do you suppose it is that people are having sex where they are now getting injured more than previously?
Las Vegas.
All right, that's a good guess.
Oh, did you mean on the body?
You can interpret that however you want. I was fully expecting you to say in the butt, Bob. But
sure.
No, this is a room.
Bathroom?
Yes.
Ew.
Shower specifically.
Oh. Okay.
Shower sex, apparently, is the most common cause of sex-related wounds. And I wish they hadn't referred to it as a sex-related wound. I don't like the sound of that at all. Now one of the country's top osteopaths says that 80% of the non-sporting injuries that he treats are sustained during sex.
Hmm.
So I would imagine much of his practice is people who get hurt playing sports.
Sure.
But then of the ones that don't, 80% of those are through sex.
Yeah. Don't you learn your lesson the one time you try to do it in the shower? And then you're like, hey, I'm cold. And then you switch up and you're like, hey, I'm cold now. And then you're like, this doesn't work. Bend over. Ah, this isn't working. You do it once. And then you realize this is not like the movies.
But
let's get out of here.
This could be a lot of people doing it once. This could
Maybe.
Be a lot of people's first times, I guess. In the space of just 5 years, Stephen McKind, clinical director of the Perfect Balance Clinic in London, says the number of bedroom...
Balance. That's another thing you need in there.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Rookies.
The number of bedroom-related injuries have quadrupled. We have noticed a real increase in sex-related injuries. It used to be that injuries associated with sex used to account for a small percentage of the non-sporting cases we treated. But now... it's all the time. Many are too ashamed to admit how they hurt themselves, meaning doctors cannot treat them properly. Now, I'm curious about that, because if you roll an ankle, you know, in bed, how is that – how's the treatment
– Really?
You know how vigorous it gets at my house.
You roll an ankle?
I just use an example.
That was
just an example.
It was awful.
My question is, how differently is that treated from rolling an ankle playing soccer? You know what I mean?
I think you're rolling an ankle. I don't think those are the injuries they're talking about.
But if you do, though, what I'm saying is, my point is,
mm-hmm.
why is it important for the doctor to know how the injury was sustained? The injury is the injury, regardless of how you got it, right?
Right. So if you pulled something in your back,
yes,
you would say
example.
Basketball instead
right.
of I was bent Bummer. Over.
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
And well, how does that matter? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe... being truthful is just important.
The doctor went on to say, while most patients are men in their mid-50s, medics do also treat a large number of women as well. When it comes to sex, we see everything from neck injuries to wrist fractures, ankle sprains, and, of course, back problems. Hernias are also common, close to where the adductor muscle of the pelvic region becomes strained. With the back, we see everything from facet joint locks, where the back spasms and locks into a particular position, to full-blown disc prolapses and sciatic pain. By the way, do we need to do a sex injury call-in topic?
Sure.
Because I can't imagine it's only in the movies. I'm sure there's some precedent in real life for the people whose back locks up in, you know, in that position. And then what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Then you're kind of stuck. It's a painful deal there, right? Anyway, so that's the warning from Britain, I guess, is be
Don't
careful.
Don't have sex with middle-aged dudes.
Well, I'm not sure that's the takeaway here, but...
I'm going to call it about a rolled ankle.
Right. How vigorous is that sex that you're rolling your ankle in bed?
Hey, man, you don't know. All right, let's talk about today's all-new Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Yes, please.
Oh, thank you, Allie. I appreciate that support. How about Clippers tickets on the program today? Why don't we start with that? The LA Clippers home opener is this Saturday night. If I remember correctly from the paperwork yesterday, it's the Phoenix Suns that are coming to town at Staples Center. And we are going to be looking for your Clipper fan songs. This is a good opportunity for you to get started because we're going to do this just before 7 a.m. We'll ask you to call in. So start thinking about it. Clipper fan songs. I love it when we do this. You get a chance to either make up a song or parody a song or rap or beat poetry, whatever you want to do. Clipper fan songs just before 7 for LA Clippers home tickets, home opener tickets. Also, got an all-new Bean Makers guest on the program today. We have the Kevin and Bean Afro line. Mama Mugs.
Nope.
Really?
No.
'Tis the season.
No. Not now. No.
But things are going so well.
Exactly.
We need to put a little excitement in it.
We're not going to talk to her, are we?
We'll find out. That's all coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, Bean.
Also, would you vote for a person for Congress if she said she had been abducted by aliens? She's been on the spaceship.
Okay.
Is that an automatic disqualification? We will discuss on the program today. And Allie, it has to be a red letter day for you. Anytime a member of the Wu-Tang Clan stops by, you got to be pretty happy.
I'm pretty stoked today.
Have you met Method Man before?
I have not, but I've heard he's a delight.
He seems very nice. So Method Man, of course, is in the Wu-Tang Clan. He's also the co-host of Drop the Mic, which is a show about battle rapping that we're very excited about. All that's coming up. Plus, Ralph has the Showbiz Beat, and that's going to be next.
All right, you worry, we're all flown on.
All right.
All flown on.
All right.
Modest Mouse, you guys.
Yeah.
Love that band. They're a past K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas act as well.
Yeah. I like Humble Rat a little bit more.
Hey, it's 5:53. That's the voice of our friend Ralph Garman, who steps in with our first look at the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday. What's new? What's going on?
Someone's trying to kill our stars. That's what's happening.
Oh.
What now?
It's a conspiracy. Ed Sheeran in the hospital. He was in London yesterday morning, and he was hit by a car. How the car got under that little bridge where he was living, no one really knows. No, apparently he was on a bicycle, riding his bike, and he was hit by a car in London yesterday morning, promptly rushed to the hospital. Told his fans on Instagram, waiting on medical advice, which may affect some of my shows. Please stay tuned for further news. So we'll keep you up to date as we watch Sheeran Gate 2018.
Mm. Is he the third major star to be involved in a bicycle-related accident in the last year or so?
At least. Bikes are deadly.
Sounds like
Stay off your bike. Motorcycles are deadly. Gerard Butler was run off the road here in Los Angeles this week when he was on his motorcycle. 911 was called. Paramedics were at the scene. Apparently, he doesn't have any serious injuries. He's just nursing some cuts and bruises and will continue to promote his new movie, Geostorm. Police suspect the person driving the car may have been someone who's seen Geostorm.
When I saw the trailer for that, I swear to God, I thought it was a parody movie.
Yeah, me too.
I really did, because the weather is attacking the Earth.
Yes, there's a satellite that controls weather and makes it crazy.
All right.
You don't get it, man. It's science.
I can't believe that movie's real.
It's science.
And Kevin will so go see that.
Oh, absolutely.
Probably already has advance tickets.
R.I.P.
I want a good movie.
He would have enjoyed it had he lived. I think he would have really enjoyed it.
No, I think he's fine. I think Kevin's alive.
Rest in peace, Kevin.
He's coming back.
And motorcycles.
Yeah.
He's coming back.
And he was killed by a giant hailstorm.
Yeah.
Michael Fassbender. He of the giant wiener. And Alicia Vikander. Reportedly got married over the weekend. Rumor on the street claims that they wed. No one's really sure, but they were seen kicking back with some friends on the Spanish island of Ibiza on Friday. And then Sunday, they're rocking some shiny new wedding bands on their hands. So people put two and two together, came up with Alicia Vikander's walking like a... She was on a horse. Just saying. Looked like they had quite a wedding night.
I don't know who's luckier, that couple.
Alicia.
Just saying. They're both pretty dreamy.
Because you get the fast bender, right?
Mm.
You got the gut bender.
Okay.
That's what they call it.
All
right. You're right, Chip?
Yep.
This is making me extremely horny.
Fell over. Hey, Mark Cuban wants to be president. What do you think?
No,
I mean,
thank
at this
you.
Point,
I'm all in. At this point, you kidding me? What? I'd take Corey Feldman. What do you got? Who do you got? Bring him on.
Oh, I don't think he's going to replace who's president.
Oh, it doesn't work that way.
No.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, he has given out a few hints to his Shark Tank cohorts that he might make a run for 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in 2020.
Well, he's rich enough.
Yeah.
Right.
He's a businessman of some success.
He is. Certainly well known. He's got a lot of opinions.
His buddy Damon John from that show says he would make the ideal candidate because he's a people person and he believes in entrepreneurship. Where have I heard that line before? Meanwhile, speaking of Shark Tank, a guy who was on Shark Tank to try to get an investment for his invention, the Emergency, which allows users to live stream this device during emergencies to share their GPS locations, photos, and videos, and more, was found dead.
Wow.
This week, shot in the head.
Oh.
In Philadelphia's Schuylkill River. Philip Reitenauer, 58 years old, was $3 million in debt and being sued, and now has been found dead. So it sounds like he could have used that emergency thing he was working on.
Yeah.
Could have shown, like, this guy's trying to kill me. Look at him live streaming. Boop, 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 boop. GPS. Stop him.
Or if if you're $3 million in debt, don't you go down to a river and?
Oh, you think it was self-inflicted?
For sure.
Or
nothing bad happens in Philly.
Or if you're like Beer Mug and you've just been working with the mob and taking their money and like gambling and stuff and not fulfilling your obligations.
You just host a school fair?
Well, that's one way out. Better than a bullet, I guess. Today's celebrity birthdays. Michael McKean, one of my favorite actors, Michael McKean. One of my favorite people, Michael McKean. He's a national goddamn treasure.
He really is. Showbiz legend.
Yes.
By the way, his 50-year career, whatever he's got behind the camera, I don't know that he's ever been better than he is on Better Call Saul.
Why is he behind the camera on Better Call Saul?
No,
why can't he be in front of the camera?
He actually
is a pretty good actor.
Yeah, let him get get around on the other side. Why do you want to keep him behind it?
I think actually in front of the camera may be more accurate.
Oh, you think?
The work he is doing on Better Call Saul is so beautiful and so heartbreaking. And he's just, I mean, a man at the peak of his powers. I'm just saying, with all the great work he's done in the past, I can't believe he's still as good as he is today.
And I heard he rolled his ankle in bed
with
his lovely lady.
It's a very real possibility.
Yeah. No.
You don't know, man. I do know. If you're not putting yourself in that kind of position.
What place you're not rolling an ankle?
You could roll an ankle, is what I'm saying.
Norm MacDonald, 58 years old today. Mike Judge is 55. Ziggy Marleyman, 49 years old. Wyclef Jean, 48. Eminem's 45. Holly Holm from the UFC is 36 years old. Actress Felicity Jones. We love Felicity Jones. She's 34. And Dancing with the Stars dancer Whitney Carson, 24 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
There's a band playing night number two of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2017 concert, The Weezer. You like The Weezer, you guys?
I like The Weezer.
Hey, November 5th is coming up. That is our return to standard time. And just in time for that, we actually have a brand new Kevin and Bean t-shirt that you can wear for the time change. It's the Daylight Saving shirt. It's got my face on it, writing a strongly worded letter to an editor about how many people incorrectly call it daylight savings. And if there's one mission I have in life, Allie, it's that it's getting people to realize that it's actually called daylight saving.
Well, it's a good mission, Bean.
You know that it is my passion. So this is the brand new Kevin and Bean t-shirt. It goes on sale Thursday morning at 10 a.m. And just like the previous editions, it's only for 24 hours. You can only buy it from 10 a.m. Thursday to 10 a.m. Friday. Shirts are just $19.99 plus tax. It's a great deal. It's a beautiful shirt. KRock.com is where you want to go to buy the tickets. And a part of the proceeds benefits the Southern California Bulldog Rescue, which is a wonderful local charity based in Orange that rescues little puppies. Aww. So it's a great cause and a great shirt. And it'll also spread the word among your friends. How to say the goddamn thing.
When is Daylight Savings this year?
Daylight Saving is going on right now, Allie. It ends on November 5th. That's the return to standard.
Daylight Savings ends in November?
Yeah, I think that's what he said.
Okay.
Taylor Swift, you guys, we're days away from the new album. I know you guys are just as excited as I am about Reputation, Taylor Swift's sixth album, dropping on November the 10th. And you know, she's been away for a little while, but she's popping up now in a bunch of different ways. First of all, she got the new Taylor Swift app. The app that it has all sorts of premium content, which Taylor Swift fans are very excited about. You're
premium
gonna get that,
content?
Right? Yes.
Am I paying for this?
You should be. If you're a good American, you should be signed up and paid. Yeah, absolutely. Taymojis, all sorts of other cool stuff on the app.
Bean.
And then she also has been having Reputation listening parties. She just had another one in London recently where she stalked fans online to find big Taylor Swift fans and then out of the blue invited them to her home in London to listen to the new album. So I have many questions about how this whole thing went down. So we asked Dave if there's any way we can get Taylor back on the phone, and she joins us here on K-Rock. Hi, Taylor. Welcome back. How are you?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're calling me. This is so unexpected.
It's not. Taylor, you're not surprised by everything. We told you we were going to call.
Poop-tay-moji.
What? Say it again?
Poop-tay-moji.
What about the Taymojis? What's going on?
Oh, surprise face Taymoji.
Oh, you actually have one? I can have a surprise face Taymoji now on my phone?
Yes, I'm doing that right now. I'm so surprised. Oh, smiley face Taymoji.
You don't need to explain every emotion with Taymoji.
Okay.
What is some of this premium content that we're going to be able to get on the Taylor Swift app, if you don't mind me asking?
You'll have direct access to someone who's pretending to be me.
It's not going to be you on the app?
Oh, sure it will. Yeah, okay.
Exclusive pictures, videos, stuff like that?
Pictures, videos, my innermost thoughts. I'll be vlogging and boozogging and other args.
Other args. Okay.
I'll probably be clogging at some point.
Huh.
Maybe
okay.
snogging. Oh. Who knows? Anything with an og.
Okay, all right. Well, that sounds like it's definitely going to be worth it, right?
It's so worth it. Buy it.
How much will it cost?
Hundreds of dollars.
Oh, that seems high.
Totally worth it. Oh, my God. It's going to be so, we're going to be so connected. You and me. You, my friends, and me, my me. We're going to be so connected.
Well, Taylor, a lot of your fans do feel like they really know you. They feel a real bond with you. I'm sure you've noticed that with fans.
I'm bonding with them right now.
What do you mean? You're at a party right now?
I'm having a listening party in my house.
Oh, how about that? With a bunch of fans. How about that?
With a bunch of
fans. Uh-huh. And what about...
Just listen to it! Just shut up and listen!
Oh.
Yeah.
They sound not real happy.
Shut up!
Are you beating your fans, Taylor?
They will get to leave when they love it enough.
Okay, that's not how it's supposed to work.
That's how it works.
It's, why is your voice so high, Taylor?
They love me.
I think they're fans. They've
been here for a week and they still don't love me enough.
Oh, this is troubling.
I'm all out of chicken nuggets and M&M's.
Okay, what about serving at the party, at the listening party, chicken nuggets, M&M's, and cookies? That's not a meal.
We're all out of those. It's been 8 days.
Okay.
Oh, no.
And you're not going to let them...
They don't love me!
Wow. This is...
Very aggressive.
They don't love me enough.
Taylor,
but they will.
What?
They'll learn to love me. They will love me!
Why do you need so much love, Taylor? You're all...
I'm empty inside! I'm nothing without the fans! I'm nothing!
You're already very popular and very successful. Why can't that be enough?
Oh, no.
Oh, here we go. About 15 minutes from right now on the Kevin and Bean Show, we will be opening up the phones looking for you, the Clipper fan, to sing your way into the home opener at Staples Center this Saturday against the Phoenix Suns. By the way, this is a pretty good deal because you not only win tickets to the game, you qualify to win the Ultimate Fan Experience, which includes all sorts of cool stuff, including access to pregame warm-ups and valet parking and passes to the private San Manuel Club and a whole bunch more. So about 15 minutes from right now, get your Clipper fan songs together. Ruff, what do we usually look for in the fan songs? What do we like?
Well, it can be a parody of an existing song. It can be an original song. You can write your own. You can take the Clippers theme song and change the lyrics to that.
Yeah, there you go.
You know the Clippers theme song.
Mm-hmm.
We're the
LA Clippers. No. They call them the Clippers. No, bam, bam, doom, chicka, 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 goo.
That's the rapper.
They call them the Clippers.
That's unrelated. That's a song called "The Rapper" by the Jaggers. That's nothing to do with the Clippers.
Good song for them, though.
Whatever you want to sing, we'll be taking those calls in about 15 minutes for Clippers fans to win the tickets. We go to Florida for this story.
We have to.
I am curious to hear what you guys think. We may disagree on this one. There is a Republican congressional candidate whose name is Bettina Rodriguez Aguilera, and her family has been in politics for a long time, and she is now running to represent Florida in the 27th congressional district. So she is running to be a Florida representative. Mm, all right?
Got it. Mm-hmm.
She's got a long record of public service, very very in tune with and active in the community. A lot of people like her. However, now that the campaign is underway, an interview that she did in 2009 where she revealed that she was at one time as a child abducted by aliens all of a sudden has become a campaign issue.
Okay, so what's her story? What's the story? I don't understand. Wait a minute. What?
The story is that she was 7 years old, mm-hmm. and the aliens came and took her up into her spaceship.
Okay.
And she has a lot of details about it. Mm-hmm. She says, I went in. There were some round seats. There were and some quartz rocks that controlled the ship. It wasn't like an airplane at all. She said there were three aliens there who resembled the famous Christ the Redeemer statue in Rio. That's
sure.
what they look like.
Right. They all look like Christ the statue.
They
sure.
told her that a cave in the country of Malta contained 30,000 skulls that were not human and that the world's energy center lies in Africa. Okay, so those were some of the things she learned from the aliens when she was 7 years old. Now, she's not backing away from that story. She's saying, look, I was doing an interview and they asked me about my life and that's one of the things that happened in my life. I'm a Christian. I have a strong belief in God. But like most Americans, I believe there's intelligent life in the billions of planets and galaxies in the universe. And I happen to have been involved in that.
Sure.
Okay.
You know how it is. Sometimes you're on a spaceship with quartz crystals mm-hmm. that control it and Christ statues are living there.
I am hearing in your voice that you doubt her story.
Well, only, and the only reason I would doubt it is because it's completely 100% false.
How dare you?
You don't believe
in intelligent life on different galaxies?
On different galaxies?
Yeah. You like that one?
Nope.
Okay.
Sure, of course I do. I think there's a intelligent life out there in the universe.
Don't you think it's possible to have met up with some of them coming for a visit?
I don't believe they've been
really?
Here.
Really?
No, I don't think there's anyone's visiting
Interesting.
Here.
Interesting.
Let's go to Malta. Let's all go to Malta and see if there's 30,000 alien skulls in a cave.
Okay.
We don't know that those aliens weren't liars, though, Ralph.
They may have told her that.
It doesn't mean it's true.
I got you now. Alrighty.
Look, here's my question. If you have a career of public service in the community for 40 years, is this enough to disqualify you from being a competent representative in Florida?
Yes.
You just said competent representative in Florida.
Oh, man, I didn't realize. I forgot we were in Florida. Okay, she can stay.
No, but I'm serious. Is this a deal breaker for you? Does this mean that now all of a sudden you can't trust her? You can't believe anything else she says? Or is it possible? Let's just say you're right, Ralph, and this didn't happen. This was just the fantastic imagination of a little girl, okay?
Right.
So she hangs on to that. So that's a thing that in her mind happened. It was true. She hangs on to that. That doesn't cloud her judgment as a politician, does it?
How do you know?
I mean, but I don't think we have any reason to suspect that it would.
If she cannot differentiate between fact and fiction, between fantasy and reality, what if she came out and said, you know, I do have a best friend who's a giant 8-foot-tall pink giraffe. You can't see them. I can only see him. His name is Herbert, and he's Herbert the giraffe. He's pink, and he's very articulate. He knows several languages, and he gives me a lot of good advice when I'm there in the Senate.
Can I vote for Herbert?
No.
Oh.
But this happened when she was 7, though.
Yeah, so then at some point she needed to go, wow, that was a nutty dream I had when I was 7. That was crazy. That was so realistic. I'm glad I'm not a 7-year-old anymore.
Well, she does say that they still communicate with her telepathically.
And good night. Thank you. Maybe you left that little detail out of your story,
yeah.
Bean,
that's a big part of
that. While you're on
that.
Her payroll. The aliens are communicating with her telepathically. You left that out of your little diatribe.
I'm not sure I'm being paid here for
this. This makes no sense to me, and I'm trying to wrap my head around it. The fact that I do believe there's intelligent life out there. I do believe that maybe they've come to visit.
You do?
Absolutely. Would I vote for this woman? Absolutely not. She sounds loony.
Right?
What is that? Like, what? That doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up at all.
It doesn't.
You should be giving her the benefit of the doubt. If you believe the aliens have visited Earth.
I should, but she
sounds
nuts. Do
you think they're picking people up?
Yeah, and I think they're doing butt stuff.
Oh, stop. Yeah. You wish they were doing butt stuff.
I
don't think they're visiting. I don't think they've come. I don't think they pick us up and take us for rides. I don't think they tell us about the Malta skulls.
Do you think they walk amongst us?
No!
Really?
Yes.
Miss Aguilera says, for years, people including presidents like Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter and astronauts, too, have publicly claimed to have seen unidentified flying objects.
Right. All that means is they didn't know what it was. Doesn't mean it was an alien. Doesn't mean they take you for a ride.
Could it have been?
Yeah, it can be anything.
Okay, all right.
But I'm not voting for anyone who's talking to the aliens.
So you're on my side now.
I'm not on your side.
I think I give her a pass on this one, you guys.
What is wrong with you?
Because this isn't her getting advice from an invisible pink elephant this weekend. This is her talking about whatever it was. This is her talking about something that happened to her when she was 7 years old.
But Allie said she still is in communication with them.
She was abducted by aliens who revealed to her stunning secrets about Earth and still communicate with her telepathically. I'm sure you missed it. It's the first sentence.
Why are you ignoring this part? That she's getting messages from the aliens.
Because I think that there may come a time in this country.
It's the first goddamn sentence.
I think there may come a time, especially the way this country's going, where that may be a positive for her. I think maybe she'll be happy to have some help from the aliens because we may need it is what I'm saying. Look,
I think Bean is just hoping for alien butt stuff also. I think that's what all comes down to.
I'm just hedging my bets, you guys. Finally, she says, I'm a person who owns up to who I am, and this is just an experience that I had. It has nothing to do with who I am and what I have shown in the past 40 years and what a positive role model I've been to the community.
She said, just ask my pink giraffe friend.
All right, we're looking for Dave, the King of Mexico's people right now. If you're a Clipper fan, get to the phone. Give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. Just after the top of the hour, we'll be asking you to sing your fan songs. How much do you love the Clippers? How much do you need to be at Staples Center for the home opener against the Phoenix Suns this Saturday night? Call now, 1-800-520-1067.
And what do you think of people using the N-word? Is it a bad idea? That's a pretty bad idea, right?
That's not what we're talking about at all here, Doe.
But don't use it anyway.
Yeah, please don't.
If you're
going
to call him to an original song, don't use the N-word.
That's excellent advice. All right, Clipper fans, we'll talk to you next. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. What's going on?
What are you going to be for Halloween, Bean? Have you decided what you're going to dress up as? I know you love to dress up for Halloween. What are you going to be? What are you going to dress up as? What's your costume idea? What's your nom de Halloween going to be?
I don't believe I have plans to attend any parties or wear any costumes for Halloween.
Yeah. Bet your dogs will be dressed.
Look, I fight that every year, and I
lose.
But I try. I do try. I put up the good fight.
Chip, how about you? You have any idea yet?
Yeah, well, we're playing a few shows, Halloween shows, so I think for the Offspring show, I'm going to go as Chucky.
Ah, Chucky from Child's Play, of course. You're the right size.
Exactly.
You'd fit in the box. How about you, Allie? Any ideas?
I might revisit my Darth Vaderette costume.
Ah, sexy Vader. Nothing better than sexy Vader.
I mean, she's not sexy.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
Plan on going to the dark side that night?
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, right? Take a couple shots in the exhaust port? Blow up your Death Star? Right?
That's exactly what I
call
it.
That's not a moon.
Well, if you are looking for some ideas, I'm sad to announce that HalloweenCostumes.com has just pulled its Anne Frank costume for girls. Yeah, it's no longer available.
What exactly was that?
It was a beret,
uh-huh,
and a brown satchel bag and a blue dress that had a destination tag pinned to it.
I don't love that.
You don't think that's a hilarious, appropriate Halloween costume for the holiday? I'm surprised.
No.
Are you allowed to trick-or-treat in it, or do you have to stay home in your attic?
Well, needless to say, some people complained about the costume, and so it's no longer available, sadly. Hope you got yours before they pulled it. That's all I'm asking.
I want to know how many people were involved in that meeting where they decided that that was a good idea, and why there wasn't one of them who would raise his hand and go, no.
Yeah, Alan, I have a point here. We're just going to have to take this off the shelves anyway, so why are we bothering? It takes a lot of manpower to get it out there. We're just going to have to pull them all, so let's save ourselves the trouble. And Alan said, great, okay, fine. Instead, we'll go with the Donald Trump border wall costume.
Oh.
Yeah, Party City is apparently under fire for selling their insensitive Halloween costume of Donald Trump's border wall.
What exactly does that entail?
It just looks like a big cinder block pullover, basically, with a print on it.
That's just weak.
Yeah. A lot of people are upset because, especially women, because there's no way to make it a slutty border wall.
Right.
There's just no way. So it's
you can shorten it, maybe.
Still,
throw
just
on some
doesn't
fishnets.
Quite pull it off. Oh. Hey, you know, Broadway, right? Who's with me?
Totally.
That's a thing.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be a big Broadway debut in a revival of Children of a Lesser God. You familiar with that Broadway play? Became a very popular film.
Yes, William Hurt.
William Hurt and Marley Matlin.
Yes.
Star in that production. They're doing it on Broadway. Anthony Edwards will star. Former star, of course, of ER. And also in the production, Joshua Jackson.
Ooh.
Who we love from Dawson Creek and The Affair and Fringe. They'll be starring, and Lauren Ridloff will be rounding out the leads. It's her first time on the Broadway stage as well. They're all making their debut. And Lauren was former Miss Deaf America.
Oh,
I didn't know that was a thing either,
but she's beautiful, and she is hearing impaired, and she will be starring in that role that made Marley Matlin a star. So
wow.
That's something I'd like to see, I think. Those are all good actors.
Yeah. Marley won an Oscar for that role, didn't she?
She did indeed.
I think so.
And in television news, SWAT's coming back, right? SWAT.
This is a franchise that will not die.
Oh, because it's SWAT, and there's always room for SWAT.
Which one was SWAT?
Everybody loves SWAT, Allie. Here's the theme song. This is the theme song from the original SWAT.
So it was a TV show in the 70s, right?
Yeah, it was.
And then was a movie a few years ago?
Yeah, it was.
Now it's coming back as a TV show.
The movie with Colin Farrell starring. Yeah. Here they are. Oh, get into the SWAT van. Get in the van. We have condition red for SWAT. Move out, SWAT. Let's go. Lock and load. Saddle up. We're SWAT. Yeah. We are speeding to the scene of the crime. We are SWAT. We are here to SWAT out crime. We will SWAT you, criminals.
Half the reason they're rebooting this is because the theme song's so good.
I absolutely agree, yes. Shamar Moore will star as the head of SWAT.
Okay. Oh, from
Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Peter Facinelli will also be joining SWAT. They will be there in Los Angeles SWATting. Mm. Come on! Let's get this band! SWAT ho!
What does SWAT stand for, Ralph?
Everyone knows that. Allie?
Cannibalistic Humanoid Underground
That's
Dwellers.
Chud has nothing to do with SWAT.
I think the S is strategic.
No. Special weapons and tactics. Special weapons and tactics. That's what SWAT stands for.
All right.
SWAT!
Learned a little something.
Oh, if you have no idea the hours I spent in my backyard just rolling around, jumping over things. Yelling SWAT.
Oh, Ralph.
Yeah.
That's real sad.
No, it was great.
Break it down here, by the way.
Transit. Hide behind the big oak tree. Come on out. I got you covered. SWAT. Roller. SWAT. Look out. Here they come. Look out behind you. SWAT.
Were there friends?
Over? Yes, there were friends,
Allie.
Are you
sure?
Yes. I like your upbringing.
Did it ever cross your mind to become a police officer at one point in your life? Did you think, I want to grow up and be a cop?
No, because that's real danger. It wasn't SWAT danger. I was able to tell the difference between television and reality, Beam.
No, but when you're running around at 7 years old, you probably think it's just super cool to be a cop. And I just
it's super cool to pretend to be a cop.
Okay.
Being a cop is dangerous work.
Yes, it certainly is.
Well, I'm not a dummy.
And you know that as an adult, but
as a little
kid.
Yes, I knew that as a child.
A little kid. That you
I knew as a child I wanted to put myself in harm's way. Never.
Okay.
How cool that one of the head officers was Jim Street.
Yeah.
And that's your favorite Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, boy. You can take the fun out of SWAT. You can take the fun right out of SWAT right there. It's Jim Steaks on South Street. It's not Jim Street.
Oh.
Their leader is Hondo. His name was Hondo.
Oh.
Yeah. Hondo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know who was in the original SWAT that I loved? Was
Zendo.
No, not Zendo. Was Robert Urich.
That's,
who later went on to play
Jim
Dan
Street.
I know it was Jim Street. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark Shearer.
Mm-hmm.
Hondo. Hondo was an old actor.
Count Smokey Love.
It's a Count Smokey Love.
Steve
Forrest. Right?
Steve Forrest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Loved me some SWAT.
Ralph remembers a lot about SWAT.
I loved SWAT. That's all you need to know. Today's celebrity birthdays. Michael McKean is 70 years old today. Norm MacDonald's 58. Mike Judge is 55. Ziggy Marley is 49. Wyclef Jean is 48 years old. Eminem's 45. Holly Holm, 36 years old. Felicity Jones is 34. And Whitney Carson of Dancing with the Stars turns 24 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, we have a couple of lines still open if you want to get in on this. A pair of tickets to the Los Angeles Clippers home opener versus the Phoenix Suns at Staples Center this Saturday night. We are looking for your Clipper fan song.
Yeah, do a Clipper fan song to SWAT. Do the thing from SWAT.
That would be awesome.
The Clippers, they play basketball, they are dribbling, and they're going to score a basket. They'll score a basket, score a basket.
You can make up a song, you can parody a song, you can rap a song. We just want to hear from Clippers fans. You know you want to be there for the home opener this Saturday night. Give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. Clipper fan songs next on K-Rock. Got a brand new edition of Bean Makes His Guest coming up later this hour. Also, Allie, your new boyfriend, Method Man, is going to be here.
I do love him.
From the Wu-Tang Clan. That's coming up at 9 a.m. Method Man joins us in studio. Very much looking forward to that. Hey, how about a pair of tickets to the L.A. Clippers home opener versus the Suns at Staples Center this Saturday? It's time for fan songs. Hit it, Steve.
Clippers fan songs. Clippers fan songs. Clippers fan songs is on basketball. Clippers fan songs. Clippers fan songs. Clippers fan songs is on basketball. Clippers fan songs. Clippers fan songs. Clippers fan songs is on basketball.
All right. Okay, thank you, Omar. All you have to do is be better than Omar's song, and you have a chance at winning these tickets for Saturday night and qualify for the Ultimate Fan Experience, valet parking, access to the pregame warm-ups, participate in the pregame fan tunnel as the Clippers take the court and passes the private San Manuel Club. It's a great, great prize for Clipper fans. Let's take them in order and start with Raphael up first. Whittier, line one. Raphael, how you doing, man?
Hey, good, good. How about yourself?
How long have you been a Clippers fan?
Oh, man, shoot. As long as you guys have been giving out free tickets.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. He's honest. Let's see how he does. What are you going to be doing? You singing, rapping? What do you got in mind?
I'm going to try to rap.
Okay.
Let's do this.
All right. Good luck.
All right. Yeah. I want some Clipper tickets because the liquor's so boring. Been so many years since those clowns been scoring. I want to go see my main man, DeAndre Jordan. Set off the siren. This ain't no warning. Shout out to Griffin, even though he's from Gryffindor. Better than Chris Paul. Screw that whore. Went to the Rockets to fill up his pockets. Now I'm going to get his women and sock it. Something like that, I think.
Okay, yeah. All right. That's not too bad. I don't know
hey,
we need to be
to
calling.
Shout out to man. Tell that guy what's up. That's a real rapper right there.
Indeed. All right, you hang on, Raphael. I don't know that we need to call anybody a whore in the course of this song, but thank you for the call. Let's try Lexi up next, Long Beach, line two. Hey, Lex.
Hi, how's it going?
What do you have in mind to try to win these Clippers tickets today?
I'm going to sing you a beautiful a cappella song.
I can't wait.
All right, here we go. Chaka the condo, he's got a blue nose and a nice red cape. Chaka the condo, everybody loves Chaka the condo. That funky face, Ginger Griffin ain't got nothing on my man. Chaka under the bleachers, Chuck.
Ladies and gentlemen, a tribute to the Clippers mascot. That was very impressive.
Absolutely.
All right, oh, Lexi, yeah. You hang on. You're one step closer to winning the tickets. Let's go to Garden Grove. Oh, Aaron just hung up.
Aaron
was gonna. He was gonna do a song to the theme of SWAT, which is what Ralph suggested. Aaron, please call back. Let's go to line five. Let's make it Micah, Simi Valley. Hey, Micah, welcome to the Kevin Beach Show. What do you got for us?
I'm doing a little website story themed song.
Very appropriate for our audience. We love musicals. Go ahead.
When you're a Clip all the way from our old friend Blake Griff to new Pat Beverly. When you're a Clip, you're the swingin'est thing. Austin Rib, you're not great, but your dad is a king. Here come the Clips, yeah, and we're gonna be probably Lakers and Nets, yeah, and even the Kings. When you're a Clip, you stay. You know what? Golden State's probably gonna win again.
And he had a clever aside as well. Micah, excellent. Well done. All right, let's do one more. Let's make it Sam in Glendale. Line four, please. Up next on the Kevin Beach Show. Sam, you're our final contestant to sing for Clipper songs. What do you got for us?
Hey, because I use Clippers. I'm a fan of the Clippers.
Okay, thank you, Sam. I don't know how you squeezed through our process.
Oh,
but thank
no.
You. All right, Allie, do you have a clear favorite? Because I got to tell you, two or three of them I thought were very impressive.
I loved Micah, I love Lexi, and I love Raphael.
I think we got to do a drawing.
Yeah.
All right, got to do a drawing. Only one will win a pair of tickets for the Clippers home opener versus the Suns at Staples Center and be qualified for that ultimate fan experience. Miss Ellen McKay, who is that winner today, please?
The winner is Micah.
Yay!
Micah.
Wow, thank you.
Have a fantastic time. Thank you so much for listening to the Kevin Beach Show. Lexi and Raphael, I'm sorry you guys didn't win, but you can try again. We'll have tickets every day this week on the Kevin Beach Show on K-Rock.
Clippers fans.
Imagine Dragons on K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ and the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, don't forget, if you are not a K-Rock Street Team member, you want to be, because tickets go on sale this Friday at noon for both nights of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2017, Saturday and Sunday, December 9th and 10th at the Forum. Still can't get over the lineup, by the way, Allie.
It's unreal. It really is.
It occurred to me yesterday. I'm just walking around the house, and I'm going, oh, my God, Queens of the Stone Age. Oh, my God, Prophets of Rage. Oh, my God, Morrissey. Oh, my God, The Killers. I mean, it's just one right after another. It's an unbelievable weekend. So if you want to get in on it, make sure you're a Street Team member. It is free and fast to register at KROQ.com. Then you get the password. You can buy the tickets when they go on sale on Friday. All right, we live in complicated times if you are somebody who makes science books for a living, because now, here in 2017, people can dispute facts. You're entitled to your own facts in the world we live in now. And imagine what it would be like to try to put a science textbook together, Allie, when you not only have to be petitioned by the climate change deniers, but also by the Bible people. So, for instance, you can't put how old the Earth is in a science textbook. because there are people who dispute that. They dispute what science is saying because of what the Bible is saying. So you have to bow to that pressure, okay? Then you can't put anything in about humans having anything to do with causing climate change because that's a very controversial issue. So there's a big debate in many states, and New Mexico is in the news right now because they're getting ready to put out their new textbooks, and everybody's weighing in on what is and is not science anymore.
Can you really weigh in on what is science?
Yes.
That, apparently, How is that possible?
Apparently that is where we are at right now. Is, yes, you have to put out a science book that doesn't offend anybody.
Then you know what? We deserve everything that's coming to us.
Well, I don't pretend to be any kind of expert on this subject, but we asked Dave if there's anyone we could talk to, and he has lined up Carl Anderson from the New Mexico Public Education Department. He's on the phone with us right now. Hey, Carl, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Well, I didn't want to overstate what's going on in New Mexico right now, but people seem to be very vocal about what is and is not allowed in your science textbooks for your public schools there.
Well, what we need to do is we're replacing the statewide science standards is what we're doing. We're proposing a replacement to introduce new ideas and guidelines into the curriculum that is taught to our public school students from kindergarten through 12th grade. We are changing the science standards in those books. That's simply just altering some of the facts to be a little more inclusive.
Oh, so you're adding climate change, evolution, that type of thing.
Well, we do mention that the Earth's temperature fluctuates.
Fluctuates, uh-huh. instead of rises.
Fluctuates.
Fluctuates, okay. Right.
And so sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold. That's just the way God made it.
Well, that's climate change.
Agree to disagree on this one. Just fluctuation.
Fluctuation.
We're also going to take out all the evolution talk.
Okay, now what about that? Because that is not in dispute. Evolution absolutely happened and has been proven a million times by science.
The theory. It's a theory of evolution.
It's, you can see.
It's not a proof of evolution.
But evolution happened, though, Carl.
And the age of the Earth, that's debatable as well.
It's not debatable at all.
It is. And some people say, it's about 4.6 billion years.
Scientists say that, yes.
Some people say it's about a couple thousand years.
So we're going to
agree to disagree on that one. We're going to let that slide. Let's say it's old. We'll just say it's old.
Look, Carl, you can say, all right, in the Bible version of the story is that the Earth is 6,000 years old, but science has proven that's not true. That way you put both facts in the book.
I think it's better to let a young child decide what is science and what is not.
No.
I think that's the wrongest thing you've said, fluctuation.
Singapore math, the new math, the Singapore math.
No, I don't know anything about Singapore math. I'm sorry, Carl.
Well, we're referring to this as Alabama science.
Okay.
It's a different kind of science that is just open for more interpretation.
I'm terrified if these are the changes you're already making, what is in our future now?
Well, we're also making some different changes in the history books.
Oh, dear.
We're changing that. Abraham Lincoln, as you may or may not know, was, of course, the first president of the United States.
He was number 16,
He didn't think slavery was all that bad, really, Abraham Lincoln.
He abolished it.
He was open to conversation about it.
He emancipated the slaves because he knew it was evil and
when
wrong.
When he and his vice president ran on the Lincoln Mercury ticket.
Nope. You're thinking of cars now.
They arrived to the White House in their town car, the Lincoln town car.
His
wife, Mary Poppins Lincoln, said to him,
nope.
We need to have a conversation with the South about the possibility of just a couple slaves.
No, mm-mm. That's not at all what happened. That's an inaccurate history.
We're going to have to agree to disagree on this.
No, it was only 150 years ago. We know what happened.
We're also going to recommend they cut funding for physical education in the schools in New Mexico.
Oh.
We just can't afford that and the gun club.
Okay, maybe the
all the kids are going to get a gun. And don't forget the big cactus hunt's coming up this weekend, so bring your silencers.
Hey, you guys ready for a little B-Mix's guest?
Hell yeah!
Let's do it.
B-Mix's guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
B-Mix's guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Penis a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for B-Mix's guess.
Yes.
not sure why penis slapping has to be a part of that intro. I really keep going to Omar and asking him to change that.
No,
but,
you don't.
Ralph, you were doing the box office report yesterday after the weekend, and we were talking about how successful horror movies are these days.
Of course,
particularly this time of year. That Happy Death Day is the number one film in America right now. And it got me to thinking, what are the highest grossing horror movies of all time? Because there are a lot of them that come to mind, as you know, were huge. But where do they rank in the all-time list? So I went to Box Office Mojo. This is their list as of this past weekend of the I have the 25. We'll try to nail as many of the top 10 as we can. The 25 worldwide highest grossing horror movies of all time. And I think you all have a lot of ideas in your head right now. Filling in for Kevin, who is out sick, by the way, and will be back.
Is a guy with no ideas in his head.
Beer Bud! How dare you?
We're going to let you have the ceremonial seat at the head of the table and give you the first guess on this edition of Bean Makes His Guess. Can you name a movie in the top 10 and get a point on the board?
Got to be The Exorcist up there.
The Exorcist is number 6, Beer Mug. An outstanding guess. $441 million worldwide box office.
Wow.
Now, these numbers are not adjusted for inflation, but in 2017 dollars, I mean, that would have been a billion-dollar movie, right, Ralph? I would think.
I would think.
Yeah, so at 441, that is at number 6. Ralph, you're up next with guest number 2.
How about The Shining?
Shockingly, no. The Shining, although one of the most famous classic horror movies of all time, not as big a box office hit as the 25 movies in front of me. Alan McKay.
It's not in the 25?
It's not in the top 25.
That's nuts. Hmm.
It is a surprise, yeah.
Get Out.
Wow. Get Out from 2017 is not in the top 10, but it is number 22 in the all-time worldwide box office. $252 million. It's not the only 2017 movie that's on this list either, by the way. All right, Beer Mug, you're up next.
How about a little... Halloween.
No.
Oh, come on.
By the way, this is not an "oh, come on" situation. It's not my choice. It's not. I didn't create the list. I'm just reading the facts here. Ralph Garman.
How about Poltergeist?
No.
Come on.
Again, not come on. It's not a debate.
Come on,
it's
situation.
Not a conversation. Allie McKay.
What's the one where the girl's all slithery, then she's like, meh.
Yeah, right? And, that one.
Her long hair.
Right, long hair slither girl. Slithery.
The ring, the ring, the ring,
the ring. The ring is number 23 on the list. Ooh. Number 23 with 249 million. No. No, you've only named one in that. Now, I will say, and again, don't yell at me.
Oh, here we go.
These movies are, according,
it's not my fault.
According to Box Office Mojo, these are the 25 highest grossing horror movies of all time. I don't automatically think of some of them as horror movies.
Shaky list.
They do. Not shaky at all.
Shaky.
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
Carrie.
Ralph Garman.
Saw. All right. F you then. I mean, just F you.
What's on this list?
F you right in the ear.
Okay, if you don't consider it horror, but what's scarier than an alien coming at your stomach? Alien.
Why are you talking like that?
Why are you
no?
The Duck Dynasty all of a sudden?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. This sucks.
Ralph Garman, I think you're up next.
I'm going to say a movie. And if it's on the top 10 and you say, oh, yes, but maybe that's not really a horror movie, then I'm going to walk out of here and put my fist right up your. Now, it shouldn't be on there because it's not a horror movie, but I'm going to test out your little list and see how it's working here.
This saying, is Box Office Mojo's
by
list.
Saying
by the way,
Jaws.
Jaws is number 5 on
the list. Not this a horror movie. No. Not a horror movie.
Nope. Worldwide grossing.
Reject you.
Horror movies of all time. Why isn't it a horror movie?
Everything's up for grabs. Just everything just good. Everything can just be said now.
Why isn't it a horror movie? Because sharks are real?
Say, Sound of Music, then. That's a horror movie, too. The Nazis are horrible.
Terrifying.
They're scary. Nazis are scary. So I'm saying Sound of Music on your list.
Does she make clothes out of curtains?
You already guessed, but I believe it's a tie game so far, isn't it, with Beer Mug and Ralph in one apiece?
Yeah.
All right, Mugs, you're up next.
And going by the shakiness of this list.
Now we know.
Wait, is Mugs next?
I think we went out of turn, but it doesn't matter. I think I'm going to go.
Well, I thought Allie
does matter.
It's
Allie's guess.
Well, no, because you skipped me. Ralph skipped me, so I should be up now.
Okay. This is a good plan.
Whatever you say. Go ahead, Beer
Mug. I'm going to go ahead and say it's not a horror movie, but there was a scary moment in it. Misery.
No. All right, Allie McKay.
not a horror movie, but it was a psychological thriller. Mm-hmm. Is there a psychological thriller on there?
There are psychological thrillers on the list, yes.
I will go Silence of the Lambs.
Now, how is that? By the way, it's number 19, so not in the top 10. Oh, how is that not a horror movie? It's about a cannibal.
It's a crime drama,
yes, it's
you
douche.
It's a
psychological thriller.
It's a cannibal.
It's not a horror movie. It's a crime drama. It's about an FBI agent hunting down a murderer.
Well, don't yell at me. Yell at
I'm
Box
yelling at you because you bring this list in, yeah, and they always are awful.
By the way, it's killing me that Kevin's not here because I can't guess.
That's right.
All right. Let me tell you what's on their list.
You're the worst person ever.
This list sucks.
Let me tell you. First of all, some of the ones you didn't get that I thought you might have thought of.
Gone with the Wind.
Blair
Paranormal
Witch.
Activity.
Blair Witch is on the list. That's at number 24. Hmm. Both Conjuring movies are on the list, by the way. Conjuring and Conjuring 2 are number 11 and 10 on the list. Did you have any idea that franchise was that big?
Yes.
Yeah. Scream. What about Scream?
Annabelle Creation is on the list at number 17, by the way.
Well, why Ghost doing top 20.
I'm just giving you some of the other ones that are on those. All right, I'll read the top 10 for you. Top 10. Number 10, Conjuring 2. Number 9, 7.
What's in the box?
Psychological thriller.
Crime drama.
Yeah.
Number 8, Hannibal.
Crime drama.
Number 7, Signs.
Awful.
A bad song.
Science fiction movie.
Aliens coming to town. Very scary.
Science fiction.
Number 6 was The Exorcist. Number 5 was Jaws. Number 4 on the Box Office Mojo list is I Am Legend, which is another alien movie. Number 3 is War of the Worlds. Number 2, and the one that I am most surprised nobody guessed, especially with the hint about 2017,
Star Wars.
Is a little movie called It. It is number 2 on the all-time horror classics. $630 million worldwide,
that's,
by the way.
That's legit right there.
And number 1, you tell me, it's a ghost story, and it's number 1 of all-time in
ghost
horror franchise.
Casper.
At $670 million. It's called The Sixth Sense. That's what they have.
All right.
So The Exorcist and It were the only legitimate horror movies on that list.
Bean sucks. Bean sucks. Bean sucks. Bean sucks.
That's been Bean Makes His Guess.
Bean Makes His Guess, yeah.
Ralph, are you familiar with an Irish bar in Northridge called The Tilted Kilt? Have you been there?
Sure, of course.
Burned down last night.
No.
Yes. Very sad.
What happened?
They don't know. They don't. Oh, just hit myself in the head with a microphone. Fire broke out around 1:30 a.m. at the Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery located in Northridge. Los Angeles Fire Department crews arrived on the scene to find heavy flames coming through the roof.
Jeez.
Took 29 minutes and 80 firefighters to get control of the fire. No reported injuries, at least, thank God. But every time I see an Irish bar in Southern California, I feel like you must have probably been there.
Yeah, I have.
I'm surprised you didn't feel a disturbance in the force when that one went down.
That's a shame.
Sorry to hear that. I know that was a very, very popular place there. All right, it's the 7:52 here, Tuesday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll check your Afro calls coming up next. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Probably Irish lightning, right?
Is that a thing?
They used to say back in the old times.
Did they?
Something like that.
No.
Something along those lines. Hey, listen to me. Beer.
Yes.
Cards.
Okay.
And beer mug.
Going for the butt.
Right?
I mean,
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Oh, come on. That's a time. That is a time. The Bicycle Hotel and Casino this Saturday is going to have the Bike Beer Fest.
Yay!
15 breweries will be on hand. You'll be able to sample their wares, blackjack tables, food trucks, live musical performances, and you get to hang out with Beer Mug. He will have some beers, and then he will talk to you for hours about anything. He will corner you. You will get so much information about something you never knew you didn't want to know about. He's the best when he's been drinking. You ought to go.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like running out the gate and getting those six-pack of Budweiser.
That's not a bad idea.
How has life been for you up to today?
He'll ask you that. It's the Bike Beer Fest at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino this Saturday. I've got a 4-pack of passes to the event. To one lucky caller right now. You got to be 21 years of age or older to win this prize. So let's make it caller number 21 right now at 1-800-520-1067. The 21st caller get a 4-pack of passes to the Bike Beer Fest this Saturday at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino.
I'm a doctor.
Of what?
Partying.
If you don't win, you can buy tickets for just $20 at thebike.com. Thebike.com. Don't go.
I love you, Poppy.
Don't go to bike.com. Then you will buy a bicycle. But the bike is the good one for the hotel and casino. All right, let's talk show business news, shall we? Sad news last night on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Another star went home. Mm. This time, it was Sasha Pieters.
No.
Yes.
No!
She and her partner, Gleb, danced together on Disney night. They had to dance from a song from your favorite Disney film. And Sasha and Gleb were down there at the bottom of the ranking. But Frankie Muniz and Whitney, they were also down there. But it turns out Sasha went home, and I think Gleb was probably very upset.
Are these real people?
These are all real people.
And Sasha will go back to her job as a...
Why not? She's probably waiting for her. They probably got it waiting for her, so
right,
she'll just go back to it.
Doing what, though? What was
right,
her
exactly, which her she's career been doing. Be. The whole time she's been doing the same thing, yeah.
Right.
And now she'll be doing that as well also.
But the
now
thing that made her
back.
Famous that got her right. on Dancing with the Stars,
will
she'll
be still
to,
there waiting for her.
And that'll be
today.
What, though, Ralph?
So I'm
asking.
Looking forward to seeing more of his or her work. I don't know. Who's Sasha Pieters? Anybody?
No Sasha clue.
P-I-E-T-E-R-S? Maybe?
Allie, what are you finding out?
Sasha, Dance with the Stars. Just punch in Sasha and Dance with the Stars. See if anything comes up, Allie, on your computer there.
Sure. She's a South African-born American actress and singer.
She's a South African-born American.
If that's what it says. A South African-born... Uh-huh. American actress and singer-songwriter. Well, that doesn't make sense. Oh, sure. She was in Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, all right. So she's a TV actress.
Sure.
Well, she went home. And
poor
her partner,
Gleb.
Gleb. G-L-E-B,
sorry.
Apparently, is a name now these days. They're changing all kinds of stuff up on us. Hey, that Megyn Kelly, she's not setting the world on fire over there in the third hour of the Today Show.
Well, at least they're not paying her gazillions.
Right. NBC mortgaged the house in order to bring her over from Fox. And her segment of the Today Show, the third hour, ratings have reportedly hit an all-time low this week. Producers are so upset they've been seen drinking Kathy and Hoda's wine. That's how sad they are. Things not going well over there.
And that Today Show, that's the moneymaker for
yeah,
NBC,
it is.
Right?
Yeah, shake.
You can't afford to lose.
They
got to
shake their moneymaker.
So what happens now? They've got her. They pay her all this money. I mean, at some point, do they just cut bait with her?
I guess they
just
have
pay her
to
not work,
or they move her to another show or time slot. They have her do special reports for Dateline NBC or something. I mean, they got to get some kind of value out of her.
Over there watched her on Fox News and said, wow,
she's for us.
She has no warmth whatsoever, which
right.
is the one thing you need on morning TV.
That's the only thing you need on morning television. Just be likable. And cuddly.
Yeah. Come on.
This will make you happy. The Butthole Surfers are back.
All right.
The Butthole Surfers are working on their first new studio album in more than 15 years.
Is it butt stuff?
It is. Singer Gibby Haynes told the Rolling Stone, "It's never been done. No one's put out a decent record 35 years into their career. Well, except for Johnny Cash. But we're not Johnny Cash. It's going to be a tough road to hoe to do a record that's presentable. It's going to be really hard. But given that, we're looking forward to it."
And now that Gibby's done with Dancing with the Stars.
No, it was Gleb.
Oh,
it's a different person.
Again.
Yeah. And Elton John is leaving Las Vegas. You know, he was there at Caesar's Palace for a long time. I didn't realize how long. You know when he started his million-dollar piano show at the Coliseum in Caesar's Palace? You know what year that was?
No.
No.
2011.
Really?
He's been there for 6 years.
How often?
Monthly.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
By the time Elton is finished, the last 14 concerts run between April 28th and May 19th. Of 2018, so next year will be when he finishes up. Tickets go on sale Sunday. By the time Elton is finished with his run there at Caesar's Palace, he will have played 207 concerts at that venue.
Wow. No idea.
His first residency at Caesar's, I didn't realize this, the Red Piano Show that he did, ran from February 2004 to April 2009. So he's been in Vegas off and on since the year 2004.
He needs better PR people.
Well, apparently, he's been doing very well.
Yeah, I think he's doing great. I think he sells out almost every show, and he doesn't have to travel.
Yeah, that's the deal right there. If I was one of those peeps, that's what I'd do.
Yep, let the people come to you.
I mean, up a residency in Vegas and just live there.
And there are so many people who are doing it now. You know, obviously, Shania Twain and Celine Dion, but I mean, even rockers like Santana now, they're discovering that's the easy way to make a living.
Yep. Elvis Costello is going to do a run in Vegas for a minute.
Really?
Yeah, at the Encore. Encore at the Wynn. Encore Theater at Wynn Las Vegas, apparently. Starting in February of next year, he's going to do a test run, a six-night run at that theater in Vegas. So
that'd be fun.
That would be fun. Today's celebrity birthdays. Michael McKean is 70 years old today. Norm MacDonald turns 58. Mike Judge is 55. Ziggy Marley, 49 years old. Wyclef Jean celebrates his 48th birthday. Eminem is 45. Holly Holm of the UFC is 36 years old. Felicity Jones is 34. And Whitney Carson, we were just talking about her. Her and her friend Gleb over there on Dancing with the Stars. She's 24 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Jet on K-Rock. There's another alumnus of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas from a couple of years ago. This year's lineup is out now. Tickets go on sale Friday at noon for K-Rock Street Team members. If you want to be with us in early December to see bands like Muse and 30 Seconds to Mars and Queens of the Stone Age and Rise Against and The Killers and Weezer and Phoenix and Walk the Moon and Morrissey and so much more, head on over to krock.com. Check it all out. Make sure you are signed up as a Street Team member to get the password to buy the tickets Friday at noon. All right, Kevin and Bean Afroline. On the air right now, 323-520-AFRO. It's a voicemail we have here at the show. You can leave us a message anytime, day or night. Allie, you remember we were having some fun last week by getting folks Alexa to go right to Pornhub on the internet?
Yes.
And I think this listener had some good ideas of some requests that that Alexa could be doing for us also.
Alexa, go to boastaboutmypenis.com.
All right, unfamiliar with that site, but he did call back.
Alexa, go to the environmental side of Leonardo DiCaprio. I hope I get that right.
Kevin has often told us, by the way, that he can't use any of this voice-activated software because it can never recognize any of the words that he has tried to say. But I think the listener called back again.
Alexa, go to Beans Outside My House Drinking Chocolate Milk While Looking in My Window.net.
I own that website, by the way. And a fourth time.
Alexa, order milk and eggs and renew my restraining order against Dally McKay.
I'm not sure how Victor Fuentes got in the mix, but here we go.
Alexa, go to address 16121. Alexa, hello.
We also, last week, were talking about, and I thought it was an interesting topic, the words that you should and shouldn't be using in your online dating profiles. The words that are most attractive to people that might be looking to date you, and that's what this call's about.
Hey, Chuckleheads. Dating keywords. So I always stay clear of women who have the terms Kevin and Bean in their profile. I mean, that show's pretty terrible, right? Am I right? Yeah, I'm right.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Here's a listener who apparently had just listened to an episode of the B-Team podcast, which, by the way, is outstanding, and you should be checking it out wherever you get your Kevin and Bean podcast. And he called up with what I think might be my favorite Afro call in a while.
Oh, my God. I just heard the last podcast, and I called the...
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
This has been a successful part. I heard the last Beat Team podcast, and I called Apple. Wow. One more time. I just heard the last Beat Team podcast and called Sam, the Armenian comedian, and oh my God, that was the best thing ever. I talked to him for like 10 minutes and he was nonstop joke after joke after joke that made no sense, but I just kept laughing to not feel bad for him. Wow, I love Sam.
Yeah, a couple of episodes ago on the B-Team podcast, they gave out the Armenian comedian's phone number. He's fine with that, by the way. He loves it when Kevin and Bean listeners call and just talk to him anytime, day or night. And apparently that listener had a fun time doing it. Remember back when Periscope was a thing, you guys?
Yeah.
Remember my chocolate milk disaster?
Who could forget it?
This listener just saw it for the first time.
Hey, guys. So for the longest time, I've been trying to find where that soundbite came from, Bean saying, oh, no, this is a colossal disaster.
Oh, no, this is a colossal disaster.
And I found where he said and it's the funniest video I've ever seen. He can't get the chocolate ice cubes
okay. All right, sir.
Out of the tray.
Come on.
Oh my God. I watched it for like 10 minutes.
Just that one part.
Okay.
Listen to the joy.
I know.
It's so funny. Oh, Bean. I never thought you'd make me laugh as hard, but good job, Bean.
Look, that was a very dark day for me, that chocolate milk disaster, but I'm glad you got some joy out of it. We also were talking a few days ago about the scene in a movie that still terrifies you to this day. You saw it in the theater or on TV, and it just stuck in your brain, and you can't forget it, and that's what this caller is calling about.
Hi, guys. Podcast listener here from Hawaii. I just listened to the conversation about scary movie moments that stuck with you, and to this day, I'm 30 years old. I cannot take a without thinking about spiders from the toilet scene in Arachnophobia. Please call me back if you want to talk to me more about bye.
I don't think we'll be doing that. I barely remember Arachnophobia. I think there were some spiders in the shower, too, in that movie, if I remember correctly. But I didn't remember about them coming up through the toilet. That's you don't want to get that stuck in your head. All right, continuing with the Afro calls, Tis the Season, Part 1.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. I woke up this morning. Somebody must have farted on my pillow because I got pink eye in my two eyeballs.
And Tis the Season, Part 2.
Halloween, ooh, Halloween. Ghostly things are gonna happen. Ooh-ah, I love Halloween spooks.
Well, we all do, sir. Speaking of Halloween spooks, here's another one.
Hey, Kevin, some of us actually look forward to Halloween spooks. So why don't you quit being a dick and let the listeners enjoy it? Sincerely, everyone.
Interesting. Kevin's not here today. We may have an opening. Let's do one more Afro call.
All right, Kevin and Bean. The world is a sad place, and I am tired of it. And the only thing I want to hear right now in Rocktober, wow, is a little bit of Halloween. So, Kevin, shut your trap and hit it, Steve.
Hit it, Steve, indeed. Let's hear a little Halloween spooks because the bad man's not here to take our fun away. Come on, you guys. This is how you know the season is here, right? Sing it if you know it.
Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween. Ghostly things are gonna happen. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. Halloween spooks outside my window. Halloween spooks behind the tree. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
By request, Halloween spooks, Kevin and Bean Afro Line is available for you. Our voicemail 24 hours a day, 323-520-AFRO. We're going to talk Dodgers coming up next on K-Rock. Dodgers, you guys.
Yeah!
Right.
Boy, it's a great time to be a Dodger fan. And I will tell you that when we've talked about it, and now that we're into the, just a couple of wins away from making it back to the World Series for the first time in forever in many of our listeners' lifetimes, every time I say the words Mama and Mugs, there is panic. People are like, no, don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. I mean, yeah. That's what they're basically saying. For some reason, people have equated the Dodgers' lack of World Series appearances and wins in the last few years with us having Mama Mugs on because she's such a downer when it comes to the team. The team that she loves, by the way, but is always suspicious of. Like, she's never convinced that they've got enough to go all the way. So far, she's been right, Beer Mug. But yeah. This year, I got to tell you, I don't even think Mama Mugs can stop this team.
You know, with all her pessimism and negativity, I think, you know, the Dodgers are just focused on what they're going to do, and they're going to win, and they're not going to listen to fans like my mom and how
Debbie Downer.
Debbie Downers all the time.
Now, Beer Mug's mom, I mean, Mama Mugs is really Beer Mug's mom, and we have we've listened to you, and we've heard you, and we've heard that there's going to be a boycott if we put that woman on the air again during this playoff run, so we're not going to do it, okay? But that doesn't mean we don't still need to hear from Mama Mugs. So what's the experiment that you conducted here, Mugs?
So what? Yeah, since we decided not to talk to her during this awesome run anymore, I decided to invite the listeners into the home of my mother and father, pull back the curtain a little bit, and invite them to have them experience a Dodger game, what it's like watching a Dodger game on television with my mom. So I secretly recorded her.
Yes.
Watching this took place Saturday and Sunday. The first three clips is during game one.
Okay.
And then I have game two. So let's start it off. The game one Saturday, the Dodgers didn't get off to a good start. And
We all know what Mama Muggs does when the Dodgers get off to a bad start.
Oh, oh, 2-0. Oh, my God. All right, I'm not watching. Dodgers aren't going to do it.
What happened?
Home run.
Who hit it?
Cubs.
Wait, who on the Cubs?
What?
Who on the Cubs?
I don't know. They're all the same to me. I'm annoyed. I'm watching the SC game.
So now, she's annoyed from the Dodger game. Kershaw,
well, they're down 1-0. Right. You can't recover from that, Beer Mug.
So now she decides to change the channel and watch the USC football game. Now, she's been a fan of USC football since she moved to Southern California in the 70s. So she decides to change it to watch the SC game. And like a true fan of any sports team that Mama Muggs is, well, you know what she does.
And they're lousy. They're so lousy. They drop balls. They get intercepted.
So now she starts going off.
I think USC has lost one game this year, by the way. They're hardly lousy.
So she's done with the Dodgers right now, and then she turns to the SC game, and she starts being negative about them. And, okay, it's unbelievable. And I'm here for this, and I'm just like, I'm dying inside. So now she's still watching the SC game and, well, still ranting.
Kershaw giving up a home run. This is like a hurricane in California. He has given up more home runs this year than ever before. Oh, for God's sake.
That's her disgust watching the SC game, ranting about Kershaw and what he just did in game one.
I feel like she's not enjoying herself as a sports fan.
No, I don't know why she watches sports. Well, she gets so worked up. Right here, she's still watching the SC game, has not changed it back to the Dodger game. And now she starts getting her sports a little bit mixed up.
Oh, you stupid. SC is so pathetic. 2 out already.
2 out in the SC game?
So that's my dad going, wait, 2 out in the SC football game?
Is she drinking a little bit?
I mean, she gets herself worked up. So that was it. I think she turned off the game on Saturday. She didn't even see them win.
Oh,
that
was
my God.
That was
come on.
So I went back. I couldn't be there on Sunday, so I had my dad secretly record her for game two. And right away, when there's no action happening in the game, I think through the first 5 innings, there was no score, and then it was tied in the 5th inning.
That's right.
And when that happens, my mom still gets angry, and she decides to turn the sound down. And as you'll hear in this clip, there's another sound coming through from their dog, which she'd rather listen to.
Turn off the sound.
She'd rather listen to their dog chew a chew toy than listen to a baseball game on television.
Well, because it's 1-1. I mean, it's a tragedy, according to Mama Muggs.
So now she is watching the game with the sound down and talking to the TV, where she has a conversation with my father. You'll hear this.
Don't swing at the pitch. Did I tell him not to swing?
And he did. See? Not listening.
Dad laughing at the strikeout?
Is the air on?
No, I turned it off.
It's hot in here.
I opened the window. The door's open.
There's 80 in my car.
You turned the air on?
Hmm?
You didn't turn the air on? I mean, 80 outside?
Yep. Don't strike out.
Making sure that, you know, it's unbelievable.
She's on the edge of her recliner, though, isn't she?
She is. So now, this is the point in time where it's still tied. So she hasn't turned off the game. She won't turn off the game if it's tied or there's
no action. Okay, all right.
She'll stick with it. So, you know, we all know what happened in the bottom of the ninth.
Mm-hmm.
She happened to have it on. And my dad is trying to be the optimist in the room. Mm-hmm. So he starts out. And you hear what happens next.
So they got this and won.
Yeah.
It keeps throwing.
Maybe they'll load the bases and then they'll walk the winning run in.
There you go. No, they're bringing another picture.
They don't have any more. Okay.
He hit a home run. I told you.
Oh, my God. Turn the sound on.
Now she still has the sound off.
Now she wants the sound off.
She's applauding in her house, by the
She's
way.
She's applauding. Slow clap.
They have no pitching. I don't understand that. How did they get here?
So now my dad is questioning how the Dodgers got there. My mom is freaking out because she actually witnessed a walk-off home run, which she never does. But that is what it's like to watch a game with my mom. She is nuts.
She's never happy either,
she's
by the way.
Never happy. She's always negative, and I don't know if I want to go over there and watch games with her anymore.
Here's what I thank you for doing that, by the way, Muggs. But here's what I am going to ask you. Make sure your dad doesn't move that microphone into the bedroom.
Oh, for the love.
Am I right?
That one.
Mark from Redondo Beach writes in, hey, please tell Beer Mug to keep me in mind once his mom becomes a widow. I think we are soulmates and I am madly in love with her. Then Beer Mug would be your stepson, though. Do you want that, Mark? Got to think this through, my friend. He's the co-star of the HBO show The Deuce. He's also a rapper and member of the Wu-Tang Clan and the host of the upcoming Drop the Mic. Can't wait to talk to Method Man coming up right after the top of the hour here on K-Rock. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Tuesday.
It's better than Drop the Deuce, right?
Oh, yeah.
Keep
those
separate.
Did.
Keep the Deuce and Drop the Mic separate.
That's a great point.
Do
not mix those together.
That is not a show I would want to see.
No, it is not. Is Elvis's ghost killing people?
Oh, I hope so.
I say yes. There is a woman named Jennifer Walker who is suing Elvis Presley Enterprises because she stayed at the new Guest House Hotel at Graceland in Memphis over the summer. Mm-hmm. It says she got Legionnaire's disease there.
Oh, okay.
County Health Department found Legionella bacteria in the sprinkler system on the property. Turns out someone already died from Legionnaire's disease after staying at that same hotel. And now Elvis Presley Enterprises is dealing with the wrongful death suit. Right?
Right.
I don't want you in my hotel, man. I'm going to make it a heartbreak hotel for you.
Do you think it's him?
I'm killing people.
Okay. He's coming out as the Mist? And he's taking him out?
Yes.
Wow.
Because Elvis was also a Legionnaire. His backup band was known as the Legionnaires.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't either.
Okay. All right.
Pete would know. What was his backup singers called? Jordanaires.
Jordanaires. That was it. Yeah.
Never mind. Not the Legionnaires at all. Yeah. So it's probably not Elvis's ghost in retrospect.
All right.
So you're going to dismiss that case.
Probably just the bacteria.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know where the first case of Legionnaire's disease ever was?
No.
Philadelphia,
Pennsylvania.
Oh, you proud of that?
Nope. But it was a big deal. It was a big deal. The hotel, they had to shut it down and everything.
A hotel?
Yeah.
And that's why it's called Legionnaire's disease. Wasn't it
a convention of the American Legion. Yeah, right. A bunch of American Legion guys were having a convention in there, and they all started coming down with this mysterious illness and dying.
Why'd Philly do that?
They didn't do it, Allie. It just happened. That's where the outbreak happened. It's a big, big news story.
Why does Philly hate Legion people?
I'm not going to dignify that with a response. Shania Twain's going to be a guest tonight on Dancing with the Stars. Guest judge, and she's also going to perform her new song, Soldier. Apparently tonight is movie night, where people have to dance from something from a movie song.
All right.
I told you last night about the bad news about Sasha Pietras.
Oh, we were devastated to find out that there was a celebrity named Sasha Pietras that we didn't know about.
She and Gleb got the boot last night, so Frankie Muniz should count his lucky stars because he was at the bottom there with her. So it's all problematic.
Isn't it weird that for movie night, they would have a guest singing a song not from a movie?
It is odd.
Feels like there could have been a little more thoughtful tie-in there.
It's not ideal.
Yeah. Get to... You know, Irene Cara on there singing Flashdance or something.
See? Bean knows. Bean should run that show.
Not sure why that was the first name of all the names in the world that came to mind.
Bean should go back to the 80s and pick a star to sing a song from. Wow. Or what about Niecy? What if Niecy sang a song from Flashdance?
From a movie.
What if Niecy, Flashdance, I need a hero. I'm pointing at Chip, trying to see if she can find the audio that I'm typing. Do we have that? Do you have that, Chip?
I think it's maybe
Footloose, under Footloose, maybe?
Let's hear it for the boy,
let's
maybe?
Hear it for the boy. Niecy. never mind.
We actually miss Kevin right now.
Yeah, we actually do.
Kevin
knew
it
was
going
to happen eventually. Rest in peace, Kevin. Rihanna is getting a street named after in her hometown. Billboard says that the government of Barbados will rename Westbury New Road in St. Michael to Rihanna Drive. Isn't that nice?
It is, but I would be willing to bet that almost everyone misspells Rihanna's name, which would be a pain in the ass if that was your street name.
You're worried about the mail getting through?
Oh,
is that? Are you concerned about letters?
Yes, I
am. Postmaster General?
I am.
Oh, my God. You are a wingnut.
Look, you don't want to have a last name that people can't spell. You don't want to live on a street that people can't spell. It's just a pain in the ass.
So your concern is not with the honor Rihanna's getting, but you're worried about the Postal Service.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy for her, but I think it means trouble for the people that live on Rihanna Drive.
Oh, my Lord. No, Chip, it's too late for this now.
Is it? 3 to 5. PGC, I still love that song. From Niecy. Almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose.
I mean, Tai Ming.
This show is just a nightmare.
We're going down, man.
And Sia is releasing her new Christmas album.
Yay!
Called Every Day is Christmas. And it features all original tunes for the Christmas season.
I am so excited for this.
How can you be that excited?
Because it's very rare that a major artist will come out with an album of all original Christmas songs. Usually, like the Gwen Stefani album, for instance. 4 new songs, and then the 9 millionth version of Jingle Bells. No one needs that. And Sia is such a good writer.
No one needs new Christmas songs either. We got tons of Christmas songs.
We got
thousands of Christmas songs. Don't need any new ones.
First of all, one of the songs on a new album is called Puppies Are Forever.
Yeah, I see that here on the
list. I mean, come on with that.
Puppies Are Forever.
We need that.
By the way.
How's that Christmassy?
Not.
Okay.
And puppies, by the way, are not forever.
They really
are. They quickly grow up to become adult dogs.
Yeah.
And then they're dead in about 10 years.
Not forever at all.
So Puppies Die in 10 Years would be a better title for that song.
Well, as aggressive as that, Santa's Coming for Us?
Santa's Coming
what
for Us.
What the hell,
How
Sia?
Terrifying is that for
Jeez.
Children? And of course, we're going to have another one of her songs, I'm Hiding My Face from Santa. It's another one on her album. And then, of course, there's also Peek, the paraplegic rodeo clown.
That's
this
not real.
This Christmas, I've been a paraplegic now for more than 20 years.
Wow, Sia's branching out.
Change of pace for her.
Well, I am delighted by this news, and I cannot wait until... November 17th for the CL. Oh, here we go. There's more.
A car crash made me one. A bull named Car Crash.
A bull named Car Crash.
Rodeo.
That's the twist.
It wasn't a car
at all. It wasn't a car crash at all. It was a bull named Car Crash.
Bulls are forever.
C is the worst, and this album's going to blow.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. Although I hope Method Man is not listening right now, because he will turn that car around and head home.
Today's celebrity birthday is Michael McKean is 70 years old today. Norm MacDonald turns 58. Mike Judge, 55 years old
today. By the way, let me just say this.
Yes.
Mike Judge has a show on the air right now. Are you guys even aware of that? He has an animated show on HBO that is outstanding right now. It's called Tales from the Road or Tales from the Bus or something like that.
Yeah, you really like it?
Yeah, you're
no,
so
I do.
Outstanding that you can't,
big fan.
Can't remember the title of it.
No, I love it. He is doing every week, there's a half an hour. Ralph, maybe this isn't for you, but it is country music legends, basically.
Oh, my God.
So he'll do an entire animated show on the life of George Jones, for instance, or Johnny Paycheck or something like that. And the stories that they have to tell.
Paycheck.
No, I'm serious. The stories.
Is that a real person, Johnny?
Yes, it's a real person, and it's one of the episodes on the Mike Judge show. But I'm just saying that if you're a Mike Judge fan, if you love his,
yeah,
it's just fun.
PGC, I still love that song. From Niecy, almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, I know there are people who love.
talking.
Mike Judge, and maybe now. They don't know that he has a show on. It turns out it's on Cinemax Friday nights at 10 p.m. If you want to check it out,
is Tales it animated?
It is
okay.
Yes,
is it so one
Tales
thing
from
is
the
correct.
Bus? Is
Tales
it
from the tour
car
bus
on the road.
Uh-huh.
It's good, you guys. Is it's really funny.
Blood on the Highway.
I'm trying to help you out here. It's a funny.
I
show.
Don't need your help, and it's not helping.
Okay. No mas.
Ziggy Marley is 49 years old today. Wyclef Jean turns 48. Eminem's 45. Holly Holm of the UFC is 36. Felicity Jones, 34. And Whitney Carson of Dancing with Stars is 24. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Microphone checker. Swinging sword lecture. Closing down the sector. Supreme neck protector. Better want him, kid, Mr. Meth.
And on the dark side of the force. Of course, it's the method. Man from the Wu-Tang Clan.
It's a map, I'm unplugged. Learn, temperature's too hot, the sun block.
My star, you my missus, with hugs and kisses. Valentine cards and birthday wishes. Please, be on another level of planning, of understanding the bond between man and woman.
I'm not a gentle man, I'm a method man. Baby, accept it, utmost respected.
Assume the position.
Stop, looking, listen. I spit on your grave, then I grab my chalk dick. M-E-T-H-O-D, man.
Time to bring the pain, you guys. Rapper and member of Wu-Tang Clan, actor on HBO's The Deuce, and the host of the upcoming Drop the Mic on TBS. We are delighted to welcome to K-Rock, Method Man, in studio with us here on the Kevin Mincha. How are you?
I'm good. That's probably the only time y'all going to hear some of the records on K-Rock. Please believe that.
It's true. It's
we
true.
We don't play as much as we'd like to. But,
I did go into Omar, and I said, whatever you do, just put in the what.
Yeah,
that's all
real.
I want to hear I'm in a little you. Montage.
That does, I mean, but that doesn't say that you guys don't have us in like your personal playlist. I know that for sure.
Oh, that is for absolutely for sure. Yeah. Did you see Ali dancing as we were playing that intro?
Well, as soon as I heard the what, I was like, well, okay,
Ali was rocking. You already know.
So, Method Man, the problem with having a guy like you and a multi-hyphenate like you who's got so many things going on is I almost don't even know where to start. What would little 8-year-old Method Man growing up in Staten Island think about the career and the life that you're living today, do you think? Did any
man.
Of this seem possible to you when you were coming up?
No. I thought I'd be playing professional sports because, you know, I'm from Long Island, born and raised. And that was big sports place, Long Island, from lacrosse mm-hmm. to football, basketball, you name it. I mean, Dr. J's from there. Eddie Murphy, Ralph Macchio's still there. So, you know, it's a plethora of talent out there. And, I mean, honestly, I just wanted to get in where I fit in. I mean, when I was asked the question in eighth grade, I remember they asked me what I wanted to be when I was older, and my first answer was rich.
But I think most little kids, they're drawn to whatever the exciting occupations are or the celebrity occupations, like being a professional athlete, or they want to be an astronaut, or they want to be the president, something that's really out of reach for almost everybody.
Right.
And then at some point you get a little bit older and you realize what's realistic and what's not. So how young are you then when you realize, hey, there's a way to maybe, you know, gain some ground here in this rap thing?
And never have to work a day in my life. Yeah, I get it. You know what? It was I was blessed enough to hang around guys that their extracurricular activity was rhyming in a staircase. So I could have been hanging around the guys that were, you know, drinking beer all day. You know, I could have been hanging around the guys that were smoking crack or doing X amount of drugs. But my chips fell in that domain right there, and the hip-hop kind of fell in my lap. But still, it was more or less like I never thought of it as a professional career. I never thought of being a professional at anything. I guess that's what growing up where I grew up at does to you. But for me, just having that outlet to express myself mm-hmm. in a manner that, you know, people could understand me without me having to tell my whole life story was fantastic. And when we started out with, you know, the music thing, I still was writing my rhymes to not for people to like, but for those dudes that were in that staircase with me. And it's still that way. When I write my rhymes, it's not to impress the masses. It's to impress my fellow Wu members and people from around my way that know me for that.
And you are still in the neighborhood with a lot of those same folks that you grew up with?
Yeah, a lot of them are on the road with me. So that's why the crime went down, because, you know, they're on the road with the rappers. Real talk. Y'all laughing. That's facts.
Were all the Wu-Tang guys you ran into or knew in the neighborhood?
What do you mean new in the neighborhood?
When
you, known for ramen?
No, I'm just saying, when the is that how the band got together? Is you guys all kind of ran in the same circles? And
yeah, but okay. RZA was the common denominator because RZA lived in Stapleton where Ghost lived at. He lived in Park Hill where the majority of us lived at, and mm-hmm. Brooklyn, you know, where Killer and GZA and Dirty were residing at the time. And we used to just go to RZA's house to make these tapes on Fridays and Saturdays because Staten Island is very small. And if we partied, it was just one place to party at, and it wasn't guaranteed. See, the white people, they got all the parties. You know what I'm saying? And I had a lot of cool Italian friends that would take me to some of these parties. They turn up, boy. I'm telling you. And the cops don't mess with them. That's crazy right there. Anyway. Anyway, you know, as far as us coming together, it was always MCs search out MCs. And if you're known for MCing, it's like you're going to run into another MC. And especially if y'all know each other, it's like this little secret admiration. But at the same time, you want to, you know, see where they at with it and battle them or just hear what they got to see if the hype is real. You know
now
what
that's
I mean?
It's so interesting. I'm glad you used that word battle because the Drop the Mic show that premieres on Tuesday night on TBS is battle rapping. It's battle rapping for fun, and it's battle rapping with celebrities and oftentimes people who don't know how to rap. But that was part of you growing up as well, is battle rapping against other people in the neighborhood?
Yeah, but it wasn't like battling like battle. I would say a verse that I wrote and the person would say a verse that they wrote, and basically you would get crowd reaction to whose verse was better. The what they're doing now, Drop the Mic is what it is. You know, this is like taking battle rap and putting it in grandma's house. It's on her TV now. You know, it's introducing her to hip hop if she's never seen hip hop before. And it's also doing it in a lighthearted manner where you get to see people that wouldn't normally have a mic in their hand spitting rhymes are now standing there trying to take their opponent's head off. You know what I mean? And enough respect to all of the battle rap culture and what they built to the point where people like James Corden picked up on it and gave it a bigger audience. Can anybody really come? I know there's going to be hate involved somewhere along the line for like hip hop purists and things like that. And so be it. Yes, yes. By all means, do that. You know, we need people at the gate to make sure that hip hop stays where hip hop should be. But don't keep yourself close-minded to what hip-hop could be. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know what the point was, but, yeah, there's a point there somewhere.
Look, there's a lot of room for lots of different kind of entertainment. That's the point here. Not everything has to be for everybody. And, by the way, how about James Corden, doughy British white guy, who figured out a way to rap and make us love him for it? And that had to be super scary for him to start doing that. You know what I mean? But he does it with such good humor that we root for him and we play along with the game and everything like that.
Yeah. Well, with James, not to cut you off, but with James, James is multi-talented. And whether you know it or not, James got some Wu-Tang in his playlist. He got a lot of hip-hop in his playlist. So
I would not have predicted that with you.
Hell yeah. I can see it from the way, just from watching those battles or at the end of his show when he battled Kevin Hart and Anne Hathaway, who did better than I thought she would.
She was great.
By the way, she was very good. You can tell James is in the pocket. That's a rap term meaning you're right on beat. Like you're riding the hell out of a track. You know what I'm saying? And he does it very well. So I know for a fact James is hip hop. And if anybody want to dispute me on that, come sit down with us and we can go through the numbers if you want to.
All right. So on episode one, Tuesday night TBS, Drop the Mic.
Yeah.
It's James Corden versus Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Had Halle ever done anything like this before?
I'm not sure. But when she came in for rehearsal, I'm keeping it 100. She came in for rehearsal. You could tell it was a bit of nervous energy, which was great for me because I was nervous having her there. So now I'm cool now because I can see that she's a bit nervous about things. So and she goes up on stage and, you know, she's going through the motions, you know, she's saying the rhyme and she's doing these little mess ups, but it's not affecting her the way it does some people where they get so flustered they can't even get through the round. She manned up. She went to her trailer, and by the time she came out, she nailed it. And I was very happy for Halle because I did not want her to look crazy up there.
You and Haley Baldwin are the hosts of the show. How is the battle rap judged on Drop the Mic?
By the way, I'm sorry. Did I call Halle Berry Haley? I said Haley instead of Halle.
You said Halle.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
cool.
And I'm talking about your co-host Haley Baldwin, right?
Yeah.
So you guys are hosting the show. Who determines who wins the battle raps?
Well, I get to determine. I get to determine.
See, oh, Haley, host and judge.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Haley is there to keep me level-headed and to knock me off my pedestal, so to speak. You seen the promo where it was like I'm up there saying all my AKAs and she had to bring me back down to reality? Haley is the anchor.
Okay.
Straight up. And she's there to, you know, basically keep the talent nice and calm and cool. You know, she interviews them and stuff like that. And yeah, she plays a major part on this show.
It looks like a very fun show. It's called Drop the Mic. It debuts Tuesday night at 10:30 on TBS. We have a lot more to talk about with Method Man, including HBO's The Deuce, which is getting very exciting, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
That airs Sunday nights, and what's going on with him and Redman and the Wu-Tang and so much more. And we'll talk about our friend Jensen Kurt behind his back, too.
Yeah,
all that coming up right,
talk about just
right after this on K-Rock. Grammy winner Method Man in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He is the co-host of Drop the Mic next Tuesday night at 10:30 on TBS. It looks great. Also acting on The Deuce with your friend David Simon.
Yeah.
By the way, I didn't realize you've been acting going all the way back to the 90s.
Yeah. I was still green in the 90s, though, but yeah.
We see, you know, we've seen you in recent years on everything from in Trainwreck and Difficult People, Luke Cage, Blue Bloods. Now you're on this, The Deuce. Is this the first time you've gone back to the 70s as an actor?
Let me think. Yeah. Yep.
And how'd you find that? Different mindset putting yourself back there in CD Times Square in the 1970s?
Well, in the 70s, I was born in 71, so my memories are, they aren't that vivid, but, you know. No, not really a challenge. I mean, because I most of the television I watched was 70s TV or 60s TV. So, yeah, I was pretty much in the moment when we got to set. And, I mean, once you put the wig on and the clothes and you look in the mirror, how could you not be in character?
And that wig is delightful.
Thank you very much.
Good Lord.
Thank you.
The majesty.
I thought it was Andre 3000 the first time I saw it, by the way.
I get hit with the Andre 3000 all day. Jeez Louise.
Is it real hair in that wig?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
How you like the suits?
The suits? I love the suits, as a matter of fact. They're a little uncomfortable around the crotch area, but that was part of the appeal of the 70s, I think. But yeah, I mean, costume, wardrobe, they did their thing. Costume department, yeah, they did their thing. And the hair and makeup did their thing. Everything looks so authentic. Set designers, everything looks very, very good.
And how great is Maggie Gyllenhaal?
Maggie is
killing
it. She's the GOAT right now, you know. She's like the MVP of the show, not taking anything away from Franco, who's doing three jobs. You understand? No, four. Executive producer, he's acting as twins, and he's directing episodes. So Franco is the GOAT, man, straight up and down. Like, boy gets busy. But Maggie,
she's amazing. You must get, I bet, people coming up to you all the time. I mean, you never know when somebody's approaching you, what they're going to know you from. But I would bet from The Wire, you must hear that a lot, right? Because people love that show so much.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of cheeseheads out there?
I say the first year after Cheese got murdered, people were calling me Cheese, and I liked it because that meant that I did a good job in my head, at least. If people identified me as the character I played and not, you know, Method Man, because you know Wu Tang put in some work over the years. But it's always a pleasure to be a part of something that's going to be good, or to join something that's great already. And The Wire has changed a lot of people's lives. You look at Idris, you look at Dom, you know, even Snoop, you know. Yeah, The Wire has changed a lot of people's lives. And David is such a down-to-earth and genuine person. I mean, who wouldn't want to work with him?
Yeah, totally, right?
Right.
What's the worst thing you've ever been in, Method Man?
Ooh.
You look back on it and you go, wow, I wish there was some way to scrub that from my resume.
I don't want to take any slice against anybody. But, you know, because people worked hard on these projects that I've been on, so I don't want to put anyone out there like that. I'll respectfully decline
that. It is just as hard to make bad TV as it is to make good TV.
Yes,
that is one thing I have heard.
Yes, it is.
All right, what's the best thing you've ever been in?
Well, the best thing you know what? There's three. Okay, one is Difficult People. I love
hysterical
doing Difficult People. Julie and Billy, hilarious, man.
Hilarious.
The second thing, The Cobbler.
Really?
Yeah, working with Tom McCarthy was an experience that got me back into acting, like full-fledged actor. Tom is just, he's the bomb. I can't say any more about that. And did I do three?
No, that was two.
That was two.
And the third one was Luke Cage, of course, because I'm a big comic book fan. So, and I got to play myself as myself, and it was pretty cool.
Was it hard?
Well, it was a bit of a stretch. You know, that dude is like out there, that Method Man guy.
Would you say it was method?
Yeah, it was very method. Very method.
What's the?
I apologize.
What's the dream? What's the dream gig for you? The gig that you see somebody has? And go, oh man, if I could do anything in acting, that would be the kind of role I would like to do.
I would like to play Reggie Jackson in the Reggie Jackson movie. Yeah,
really?
Sure. Yeah.
Let's get that made.
Yeah. Because when I was when I was younger, I had a stint where we lived in the Bronx, and everybody wanted a Thurman Munson bat, and we just idolized Reggie Jackson and Dave Winfield, who came a little later, you know. But yeah.
So is this a big week for you with the Yankees trying to get back to the World Series? You follow?
I'm not even a baseball fan, honestly, but you know, everybody in New York, we bleed Yankee blue. So yeah, I think it's great that the Yankees are fighting, showing that New York spirit, and not, you know, folding. Are we 1-2, 2-1 now?
Yes. Yeah. 2-1, right. 2-1. I want to see Yankees-Dodgers. That's what I want to see. I mean, that's the World Series, right?
That would be dope.
That would be amazing.
That would be
all
nice.
Right, before we run out of time, let's talk about our good friend Jensen Karp, because he's turning into – we've had him on the show many times. He's the Kevin and Bean hip-hop correspondent, for instance. We just had him on a couple weeks ago to talk about Eminem's new cipher. He's the guy who breaks down all the hip-hop for us, and you know he's legit in hip-hop, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's a battle rapper, which is perfect, which is why he's doing this Drop the Mic show as well. But it isn't – like, every time you talk to Jensen – isn't there something else weird that's going on in his life that you can't believe is real?
Yeah, I mean, the guy just...
He's like Forrest Gump.
It's like 6 degrees of separation, except you only get 1 degree with Jensen, because he just knows
everybody. He knows
everybody. Everybody. I mean, he invited me out to dinner the other night with him and John Mayer. You know what I mean? And who's a cool guy, by the way. I think John Mayer is definitely cool as the other side of the pillow. But I'm like, well, what the heck, man? I'm like, Jesus, Jensen, you just know everybody. He invites me over to do a podcast at his crib, and I walk in, and it's like... I'm on a set of Boy Meets World. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Danielle. Very beautiful. She still looks the same. She's still beautiful.
We all had crushes on Topanga, but
yes,
Jensen took it in a whole new direction.
Yes, he did. And Jensen, good luck, brother. Great match. I'm rooting for y'all, man. Word up.
Did you read his book, though, about how he got that $1 million deal when he was a teenager to rap? Did you read that whole thing?
I don't read Mr. Bean.
Oh, okay, all
I'm
right.
Sorry. No, well, no, actually, I didn't know. No, no.
On the plane home, you ought to check it out. I think you'll recognize a lot of people in the book as well. So.
Oh, yeah, he's name calling?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, Kanye West owes him $300, man. Of course he's name calling.
Yeah.
All right.
Puffy still owe me $2,500. I ain't going to call him on it.
Oh, no kidding. Do you guys have a bet?
No.
Or did he just borrow money?
It was the Biggie Smalls record. I don't think I got paid for it.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm trying to think right now. Don't let that go viral, okay?
Okay.
We don't want this to go viral. But
we're not trying to turn this into a thing, you guys.
Wait a minute. Puff, you didn't get paid for the what?
I think I might have to get my $2,500. I'm not sure if I got it. I think I got it. I'm not sure.
You were the only rapper Biggie wanted on that album.
No, I got to ask Mook. Mook might have took that check. I'm not sure.
Come on, Mook.
Yeah, I know. Come on, Mookie. Mookie. Yeah.
All right. Before we go. So Tuesday night, TBS, Drop the Mic. We've got
make sure y'all check it out, man. I'm dead serious. Oh, also, with the battle rap culture, we have battle rappers that come on and write for some of the stars. So, you know, just a little bit of authenticity there.
Okay. How's Usher as a battle rapper, by the way?
Well, you know, Usher be right there on beat. You know, he dances.
I feel like he's got too much of an advantage, though. It's like when you bring in a professional athlete on Dancing with the Stars, they're already in such physical condition, they're going to do better than a TV star. You know, well, Usher is going to know more about how to sing than Anthony Anderson is.
Well, Anthony Anderson, do not sleep on Anthony. Mm-hmm. Anthony, honestly, it was really close in their battle. I want people to check it out, though.
It was
a very interesting battle.
So glad you came in. So fun to meet you. I hear your voice, though, and I wonder how I ever got on the radio, because you should be doing this show, Method Man.
Oh, yeah. You hear that, right? That's that morning breath.
And can I just say before we go?
Yes.
The man's arms. I don't know what you're doing. You are jacked. Holy.
I swallowed James Corden. No, no. Let's take that back. Pause.
I mean.
Pause.
Let's.
Pause.
Wow.
Let pause. That go viral.
Don't let that go viral.
Let's go back to Mookie and the 2500.
What I meant was I ate a James Corden-sized meal. There we go.
Method Man, you look great. You're great at everything you do.
That's
congratulations
a real turn.
On all your success. And thanks for stopping by the Kevin Meacham, my friend.
All right, man. I'm never coming back again. You guys are going to lock the door as soon as I leave.
Right? Tool on K-Rock, LA and OC's Alternative Rock. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 940.
I thought you were the Tool on K-Rock. Don't start with me, young lady.
Because
you'll make me get into some acting questions you were asking of our previous guest, and those will be the end times.
What acting question? When I asked him if it was Method, him playing himself, his name is Method
Man.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Laughed.
It doesn't mean it doesn't go in the file, though.
He loved it.
Goodness.
A lot of people support bad things.
A lot of people's heads dropping to desks in the other room when that was heard.
He loved it.
I was afraid they were going to pull our license. I really thought the FCC was going to come in and just take us off the air.
Trump's threatening it. I heard.
That's right.
Hey, yeah, we got time for one more look at the showbiz beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman steps in. What's going on?
Before I look at the beat, I got something to give away. I've got tickets to an advanced K-Rock screening. I love when we do these. We give people a chance to see movies early before anybody else, because then you see it, and then your friends say that weekend, hey, we're going to go see that movie. You're like, really? You're going to go see it? Oh, I was already had my big-time Hollywood advance screening of that. I've already seen it.
Well, it gives you a chance to be better than other people.
Exactly.
And then rub their faces in it.
Right. And that's what we're going to do right now. I've got tickets to give away to the K-Rock advance screening of Suburbicon.
Yay!
It's happening at the Landmark Theater on October 24th. The movie's not in theaters until the 27th. So you'll have 3 whole days to mock your friends and how dumb they are and how they're not you. This movie looks awesome, by the way. Coen Brothers, love them so much. Everything they do. Matt Damon stars along with Julianne Moore, Oscar Isaac. What a great cast.
Wow.
And it's all directed by a guy by the name of George Clooney. What a pedigree this film has. Typical Coen Brothers stuff. Peaceful, idyllic suburban community on the surface. Underneath it, dark, disturbing, violent. Oh, I cannot wait to see this movie. If you want to go to the screening, give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. First callers through at that phone number, we'll get a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Suburbicon. Ed Sheeran got hurt. He was riding his bicycle in London when he was struck by a car. Apparently pretty banged up, too. Told fans on Instagram that he's waiting on some medical advice, but it may affect some of his live shows that are supposed to be scheduled to be coming up soon.
I mean, he's a guitar player, and one of his arms is in a cast, so I don't see how that wouldn't affect it.
Get another guitar player. Sing. Just sing, you little troll, you little garden gnome. Just sing. That's all people want.
I read something this morning, and I thought, wow, that's a quote. Would you like to hear it?
No. Okay. So anyway, Gwyneth Paltrow's in the news. Yeah, of course we would, Allie.
He said he'd never consider playing with a backup band. I don't feel like there's anything interesting or new about seeing a singer-songwriter with a band behind him. I don't feel like I suddenly got a band. Everyone would go, wow, I actually feel it would take away from me.
Wow.
Ew, Ed.
It's all about you, Eddie, I guess. Just look at me alone. I got to be by myself.
I thought that was such an odd thing to say.
I told you he was a dick. I've saying it for years. No one listens to me.
That quote made me kind of thinky.
Right? Really? It's dicky.
It's dicky to rock a rhyme.
Gwyneth Paltrow. Congratulations to Gwyneth. She's just been awarded the Rusty Razor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you want that?
Uh-oh.
I'll give her the Rusty Razor.
I don't think that's a real thing.
I'd love to give Gwyneth Paltrow the Rusty Razor.
I don't know if I want
to. It's an award, Allie, for the worst pseudoscience of the year from Skeptic Magazine. They give that out every year.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, we went to Gwyneth Paltrow and her Goop website.
Because they do nothing but spew BS.
Yes, because it's just all garbage. It's a bunch of hocus-pocus treatments like cupping and vaginal steaming and jade eggs up your hoo-ha and biofrequency stickers. And it's all garbage.
Mm.
And so Skeptic Magazine has awarded her with the Rusty Razor, which goes each year to the worst pseudoscience of the year.
Did she also win the
Donkey Punch?
She did not win this year's Donkey Punch. No, she was
Porpoise.
She was not even in the running for the Screaming Porpoise this year.
Cincinnati Bowtie.
She was invited to attend the QED conference, which is short for Question, Educate, and Discover there in Manchester, England. But no one bothered to show up.
Huh.
To collect her reward.
Alabama Hot Pocket.
No. Mm-mm. That isn't even. They've stopped giving out that award.
Arabian goggles.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Michael McKean, one of my favorites, is 70 years old. You may know him just from Laverne and Shirley, or maybe just from Spinal Tap, or maybe just from the Chris Guest movies. But he's also an accomplished Broadway actor, stage star, movie star, doing great work on Better Call Saul. Just an exceptional, exceptional performer, has been for decades. And he's married to one of my all-time crushes, Annette O'Toole. He's just got the perfect life. That
he's doing okay. He's
just got it all dialed in.
Wasn't he, while we're talking about getting hit by a car, wasn't he very seriously injured a few years ago in New York City?
Very seriously.
Yeah, and
fought
it all the way
back. He was
hit
by a van, I think.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And apparently doing great now.
70 years old. Norm MacDonald is 58. And Norm MacDonald, you can hear me on the Orville. That's what I'm doing now. And playing one of the roles in the Orville. And I'm a big pile of goo. That's what I am. Yeah.
Really? He's just like that green goo that's on
him.
The ground? That's
he's
him?
He's the voice of that gelatinous
did not
creature.
Know. Oh, did not know.
Now you know. Director Mike Judge is 55. Ziggy Marley is 49 years old today. Wyclef Jean is 48. Eminem's 45. Holly Holm from the UFC, 36 years old today. Felicity Jones is 34. And Whitney Carson from Dancing with the Stars. She's one of the pros, 24 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Yeah, you are, and yeah, you do. Thank you, Ralph. Hey, on your drive home today, why not listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour? It's a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow on the show, by the way, not only more Clippers tickets, not only more Ducks tickets, we also are going to have Adam Carolla on the program. He's doing some sort of a live event with Sylvester Stallone.
I'm hunting down white people.
I don't think that's it. It's with Sylvester
Black
Stallone.
People.
No, I'm not sure. We'll have to ask the Ace Man tomorrow on the program. Wednesday means, you know what, the Wheel O' Bad Animal Voices on the show tomorrow. And Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons will be joining us as well. He's great in everything and makes everything he's in great. That's all tomorrow right here on K-Rock.